A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others sitting at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes were complaining to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick I have come to call, not the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus seems to be about the business of forming his team, having recently called Peter and Andrew and James and John from their fishing occupation. He now calls Levi from his tax booth. Notice that in both incidents, Jesus takes the time to go off by himself and pray before calling his disciples. These are important decisions, and Jesus, as always, is conscious of the mission he has received from his Father. His life is oriented completely to union with the divine. The call of Levi in Luke's gospel parallels the call of Matthew in Matthew's account. We can assume that Levi and Matthew are the same person, but why the name change? We can only speculate, but could it be that in naming this person Levi, Luke is highlighting the fact that the soon-to-be 12 apostles are being called to take up in a new way the mission of the 12 tribes of Israel? After all, Levi was one of the sons of Jacob. Perhaps, but who knows? In any case, this call of Levi is, without question, a new moment in the life of this apostle. It's a new moment in the life of Jesus, too, as he exposes himself to the ridicule and judgment of the Pharisees and scribes who begin to complain about the company he's keeping. Tax collectors and their ilk were unacceptable companions for the sons of the law. What did Jesus think he was doing? Of course, Jesus knew perfectly well what he was doing, and he would continue to do it until his death on a cross. His response to the Pharisees and scribes was also a challenge to them. What did they think they were doing? The Jewish tradition holds the law as the center of life and the source of salvation. Those who follow the law are the righteous ones, the saved. The others are, well, just say that they are losers. Jesus came to turn that idea upside down. He came, he told them, to save those who needed saving, the sinners of the world. The prerequisite for eternal life was the acknowledgement of imperfection, vulnerability, and powerlessness in the face of evil. What he asked for was not flawlessness, but openness of mind and heart. He asked for receptivity to the mercy of God, who loves us no matter what. As we once again move into this holy season of Lent, let us reflect on our own call. Do I see myself as somehow having a right to eternal life? Or as a grateful, the unworthy recipient of God's love? How do I look at others whose lives have followed a path different from my own? Do I see them as included in God's reign? Am I looking forward to spending eternity with them? Am I ready to accept the healing power of Jesus in my life over and over again? Can I say, with the great unwashed, "Let go and let God"?